The path to citizenship can be a contentious issue just about anywhere, but in Israel, the question of who is eligible to become a citizen can be especially fraught. It brings up matters of religion, ethnicity, and security, not to mention politics. Israel's Supreme Court put the issue back in the national spotlight earlier this month. That's when it ruled that most Palestinians who are married to Israelis will be blocked from getting Israeli citizenship. The World's Matthew Bell reports from Jerusalem.
Lana Khatib remembers the day she first laid eyes on her husband, Taysir. It was almost 10 years ago in the West Bank town of Jenin, where she lived with her parents.
What did you think when you first saw him?
What I think? I love him. From the first sight.
Really?
Yeah.
Love at first sight?
Yeah. So I saw him and saw me. And we fall in love. That's what happened.
Within a week, the couple was engaged. Today, they live in Taysir's hometown of Akko on Israel's Mediterranean coast with their two young kids. In so many ways, life is good for the Khatib family. The kids are doing well in school. Taysir is working on his doctorate in anthropology and teaching classes. They have a nice apartment in a nice neighborhood. But that could all change because of the recent court decision denying citizenship for Palestinians married to Israelis. It means Lana could end up being deported. Taysir Khatib says this is no way for a democracy to treat its citizens.
It's not political, it's human. It's something that the first victims of this will be my children, not me and not Lana. We are adults, we can survive it.
Every year for the last 6 years, Lana Khatib has applied for and received temporary permission to live in Israel with her husband and kids. But she wants Israeli citizenship. Without it, she can't get health insurance, a driver's license, or a job. The recent court decision appears to close the door on that possibility for Khatib and thousands of other Palestinians like her who are married to Arab Israeli citizens. The law goes back to 2002, when Israel faced a wave of Palestinian suicide bombers. But Taysir Khatib doesn't buy the security argument anymore.
You want security? I want security too. So please go and check every case for its own. It's not security, it's a lie. At the beginning they said security, but it's mainly, the reason is just simple. It's about the Jewish state and having a pure Jewish state. This is what they want.
This was one of those moments when I was really grateful not to have to be among those making the decision, because it's simply unbearable. That's the truth of it.
Yossi Klein Halevi is an Israeli writer and fellow at the Shalom Hartman Institute in Jerusalem. He says two legitimate goals are colliding here. On the one hand are the rights of Israel's Arab citizens, 20% of the country. But on the other hand, Halevi says Israel is still the only safe haven on earth for the Jewish people.
Israel is the only place in the world where Jews actually get preferential treatment. And I think that based on history and based on possible future needs, there is a moral imperative to preserving Israel as a place that can grant preferential treatment to Jewish refugees.
A panel of Supreme Court judges was split on this decision, 6-5. Typically, the human rights community in Israel has viewed the High Court as a bastion of democratic values. But Haggai Elad, who directs the Association for Civil Rights in Israel, says the ruling amounts to a disaster for Israeli democracy.
I think this is probably the most extreme piece of racist legislation that the Knesset has passed. And now it has the final seal of approval from the highest court in the land.
It's not clear how the new ruling will play out. Taysir Khatib says they've been getting a lot of support from friends and colleagues. One Jewish Israeli, he says, even offered to help hide his family from the authorities by letting them move into their home. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.